If you can train your mind to stay clear under pressure, you can win in any situation, because nothing outside you will ever have the power to break you inside. That's not just a quote, that's the truth most people never learn. They focus on fixing everything around them, jobs, routines, people, but never take control of what really matters, their mind. If your thinking is weak, your emotions will run your life. If your thoughts are scattered, you'll keep falling behind. But if your mind is sharp, steady, and trained, you become someone who doesn't break, doesn't panic, and doesn't quit. This audiobook isn't here to entertain you. It's here to wake you up. It's here to help you build the kind of mindset that performs under pressure, that stays calm in chaos, and that knows how to win when nothing's going right. You don't need hype. You need structure. You need a new standard. And it all starts right now with learning how to train your mind to win in every situation. Chapter 1. Own your day by thinking strong right after waking. Own your day by thinking strong right after waking. That's the starting point. That's where it begins. If you can win your first hour, you can win your entire day. Most people wake up and let their mind drift. They think about problems. They reach for their phone. They let outside noise fill their head before they've even stood up. And that's the first mistake, because what you do in that first hour shapes your direction. It sets the tone. And your mind is either going to work for you or against you, based on what you feed it right after waking up. You've got to decide right now. You've got to treat that first hour like it's the foundation of everything, because it is. And here's the truth. If you wake up with negative thinking, if you wake up doubting yourself, if you wake up sluggish and careless, your day is already behind. But if you wake up and take command of your thoughts, you begin to build a mind that wins. And that kind of mind doesn't get shaken by noise. It doesn't give in when things get tough. It stays ready. It stays sharp, and it's prepared to handle the day. Now, I'm not talking about motivation. I'm talking about direction. I'm talking about clarity. I'm talking about waking up and knowing what you're about. Waking up and deciding how you're going to think. Because you can either let the world push you around, or you can set your thoughts and lead yourself. Most people don't lead themselves. They wait for the day to tell them how to feel. They check messages, they scroll, they get triggered, and by the time they look up, they've already lost control of their emotions. That's not a strong mind. That's a passive mind. And a passive mind doesn't win. You have to be intentional. That means when you wake up, you decide what kind of day you're going to create. You decide how you're going to respond. You choose what thoughts deserve your attention, and you shut out the rest. It's about getting clear before the world tries to confuse you. It's about grounding yourself before anything can shake you. And the earlier you do this, the stronger your grip on the rest of your day. Here's a real step you can take. When you wake up, before you touch anything, before your feet hit the floor, take a minute to speak truth to yourself. Real truth, not empty hype. Say, today I'm going to stay clear. Today I'm going to push forward. Today I'm not giving energy to useless thinking. And mean it. Because you don't need 10 hours of planning. You don't need fancy tools. You need a decision. A real one, and it starts the moment your eyes open. You've got to build that mental sharpness like a muscle. And the first hour is your training ground. That's your space, that's your time to get centered. No one else gets to write your story that morning unless you hand them the pen. And too many people give it away. They start their day reacting to everyone else. You can't win like that. You can't build strength by reacting. You build strength by leading your own mind. So here's the challenge. No phone for the first hour. No messages, no distractions, just your thoughts, your goals, your direction. Review your plan. Think about what matters. Think about how you want to show up. Remind yourself what you're after and tell yourself, today, I'm going to act like it. That's what strong people do. They don't wait until the day falls apart to get serious. They start serious. They begin with discipline. They begin with focus. And it shows in everything they do. Now listen, you're not always going to feel like it. That's the second test. Some mornings you'll wake up tired. Some mornings your mind will try to talk you out of it. That's the weaker self trying to pull you back. And if you let it win in the morning, it'll show up all day. So when it shows up, recognize it, catch it, and push past it. Remind yourself, I run my life. I set the tone. I choose my thoughts. That's how you build mental strength. That's how you stop being owned by your emotions. The reason so many people don't change is because they let the first thoughts of the day control them. They don't guard their mind. They don't take that hour seriously. And that 1 hour becomes 1 weekday. And that weekday becomes a week. And before they know it, they've lost months of progress. All because they didn't think strong right after waking up. So what should you do? Keep it simple. Start with awareness. Know what kind of thoughts you're thinking in the morning. Write them down if you have to. Pay attention to the story you're telling yourself. Is it strong? Is it focused? Is it helping you? If not, change it. That's your job. No one else can do that for you. And when you shift your thinking, your energy shifts. Your attitude shifts. You stop dragging through the day and start driving through it. Another thing, get up with purpose. Don't hit snooze. Don't delay. Get out of bed like someone who's serious about their life. Because how you start is how you finish. That first step sets everything in motion. And when you get up strong, you give your mind a signal. We're not here to coast. We're here to grow. That message sticks. And your brain starts to align with it. Also, keep your space clean. Keep your environment focused. The less clutter you see, the less noise in your head. Your mind reflects what you surround it with. So if your morning feels messy, look around, clean it up. Create space where your thoughts can breathe. That's not extra, that's essential. Strong minds are built in strong environments. This isn't just about motivation, this is strategy. It's what winners do. They guard their mornings. They train their thinking. They don't let the world decide how they feel. They choose their mindset. And when you build that habit, when you choose to think strong right after waking, you start building a mind that can win in any situation. And here's what's most powerful. Once you do it for a while, it gets easier. Your brain starts to expect it. It starts to cooperate. And you begin to feel different. You walk with more control. You stop getting thrown around by little problems. You begin to think clearly. You begin to act with strength. And every day you do it, you prove to yourself that you can lead your life. So if you want to train your mind to win, start with the moment you open your eyes. Don't waste that first hour. Don't start slow. Don't hand your mind over to distraction. Start with power. Start with direction. Start with strength, and don't just do it once, do it again tomorrow. Do it until your mind knows how to win without needing permission. That's when you've really built something. That's when the outside world can't shake what's built inside. Train your mind right after waking, and soon you'll start winning every time. Chapter 2. Protect your focus by turning off all distractions. Most people lose their day not because they don't have enough time, but because they don't know how to protect their focus. They keep letting little things pull them in every direction. And it happens so quickly they don't even notice it. One notification, one message, one scroll, one thought about something that doesn't matter. And just like that, they're distracted. Their mind is split, their energy is scattered, and now they're moving through the day reacting instead of leading. You can't build anything meaningful like that. If you want to win in life, you have to be serious about protecting your focus. Distractions are not just minor issues, they're barriers between where you are and where you want to be. Every time you stop to check something that doesn't matter, every time you respond to something that isn't urgent, every time you let something steal your attention, you are giving away your power, you're giving away your clarity, and your mind loses sharpness. Not because you're not capable, but because you're not guarding your space. If you want to develop a mind that wins, you have to remove what weakens it. That means turning off what doesn't serve your purpose. And you know exactly what those things are. You don't need someone to tell you what your distractions are. You feel it. You know when your mind is being pulled in the wrong direction. You know when you're wasting time. You know when you're avoiding the work that matters. That's where discipline comes in. You can't wait to feel like focusing. You have to choose to focus, even when everything around you tries to break it. Start with your environment. If your phone keeps buzzing, turn it off. If social media keeps pulling you in, delete the app. If noise is all around you, find a quiet space. Don't negotiate with your distractions. Cut them. If something is pulling you away from your goals, it doesn't deserve your time. You don't need to explain it. You don't need to justify it. You just need to act. That's how you protect your mind. That's how you keep yourself clear. Because once you let one small distraction in, more will follow. And soon, you'll be spending your energy on things that mean nothing. You don't need a perfect system. You just need to start valuing your time. Stop letting everyone have access to you. You're not here to answer every call. You're not here to scroll through endless noise. You're here to grow. You're here to work on yourself. You're here to move forward. And if anything stands in the way of that, it needs to go. This is not about being rude. It's about being responsible. Responsible for your own focus. Responsible for your own improvement. When your mind is clear, you feel stronger. You get more done. You make better decisions. You stop second-guessing yourself. You stop rushing. You begin to move with purpose. Not everything is an emergency. Not everything needs your attention. You have to stop giving your mind to things that drain you. Some conversations don't need to happen. Some messages don't need a reply. Some notifications don't need to be seen. And once you understand that, your life begins to change. Your mental space is like your room. If it's filled with junk, there's no room to move, no room to think. But when it's clean, you feel better, you move faster. You're not tripping over things that don't belong there. It's the same with your mind. If you want to think better, you need to protect your focus like it matters. You wouldn't let strangers walk into your house uninvited. Don't let random distractions walk into your brain and take over. Give yourself blocks of time where nothing gets in. That's your time to focus, to think, to work, to grow. And during that time, make a rule. No checking, no switching, no reacting. Just doing what matters. If something is truly urgent, it will find its way through. But 99% of what tries to steal your focus isn't urgent. It's just noise dressed up to feel important. And if you don't control that, you'll live your life bouncing between things that mean nothing. Protecting your focus doesn't mean isolating yourself from the world. It means deciding what deserves your energy and what doesn't. It means choosing depth over noise. It means giving your full mind to what you value. When you do that, you feel different. You stop feeling drained. You stop feeling lost. You start feeling progress. You start feeling momentum. You begin to trust yourself more because you're following through. You're not just busy. You're becoming effective. There's a big difference between being busy and being focused. Busy means your mind is jumping from one thing to the next. Focused means you're locked in on what matters. Most people live busy. They think it's the same as working hard, but real hard work is focused work. It's quiet, it's clear, and it produces results. You can scroll all day and feel like you're doing something, but you'll end the day empty. Focus doesn't give you that feeling. Focus fills you. It sharpens you. It gives you something to stand on. You've got to be ruthless about your time. Not in a harsh way, but in a disciplined way. People who win don't get lucky. They get serious. They protect their energy. They cut what slows them down. They know the value of a clear mind. And they don't let distractions decide how their day will go. That's the level you need to aim for. The level where you don't tolerate habits that pull you away from who you want to become. It starts with simple decisions. Keep your phone in another room while working. Turn off notifications that serve no purpose. Schedule your thinking time and protect it like a meeting with your future. Stop opening tabs you don't need. Stop checking messages that can wait. These may feel small, but they build a stronger you. They train your mind to stay with the task, to go deeper. And that's when growth happens. You don't rise by chance, you rise by choice. You rise by doing the things that most people skip. Focus is one of those things. It's a habit that separates the ones who make progress from the ones who stay stuck. You can't afford to lose hours each day to distraction. That's your life slipping through your fingers. That's your vision being delayed. Every hour spent unfocused is an hour you don't get back. So choose now. Decide what you're willing to remove. Decide what habits need to be broken. Choose to stop giving your attention to things that have nothing to do with your goals. You're not here to chase noise. You're here to build a life that matters. You're here to shape a mindset that wins. And that kind of mind needs focus. Not once, not sometimes, every day. Guard your mind like it's the most valuable thing you have. Because it is. Your future depends on how you use it. So stop handing it away to distractions. Train it to stay strong. Train it to stay with the task. Train it to push through boredom. That's how winners think. That's how winners work. And that's how you start living the life you know you're capable of. Chapter 3. Build toughness by doing what feels uncomfortable daily. Most people want to grow. But they don't want discomfort. They want strength without struggle. They want progress without pressure. But it doesn't work like that. If you want to be tough, you have to earn it. You have to build it. And the only way to build it is by doing what makes you uncomfortable, not once in a while, not when it's convenient, but every single day. That's how you build a mind that doesn't break under pressure. That's how you train yourself to face life and not run from it. You can't wait for life to get easier. You have to get stronger. You have to start doing the hard things, not because they're fun, but because they build something in you. Every time you lean into discomfort, you gain something. You grow patience. You build resilience. You stretch your limits. And most of all, you learn that you're capable of more than you thought. But if you avoid what's uncomfortable, you never see what's possible. You stay small, you stay soft, and your potential stays locked away. Toughness isn't something you're born with, it's something you build. You build it by facing the cold instead of staying warm. You build it by having the hard conversation instead of avoiding it. You build it by getting up early when your body wants to stay in bed. You build it by pushing through the last few reps when your mind says quit. And every time you do that, you get stronger. not just physically, mentally, emotionally. You become a person who doesn't run from pressure, but walks into it with your head up. Discomfort shows you who you are. It shows you where you stand. And it's honest. It doesn't lie to you. When you're doing something that stretches you, you feel every part of yourself come to the surface. Your doubts, your excuses, your fears, they all show up. And that's the moment you grow. Not by avoiding them, but by walking through them. You prove to yourself that you're not here to play safe. You're here to rise. You're here to lead yourself. You're here to take the pressure and keep going. Doing what's uncomfortable isn't about being reckless. It's about being committed. Committed to becoming better. Committed to doing what most people won't. Because that's where the edge is. That's where you separate yourself. The ones who get ahead are not always the most talented. They're the ones who are willing to do what's hard without waiting for the perfect moment. They take the cold shower. They make the tough call. They train when it hurts. They put in the work when nobody's watching. And over time, that kind of discipline builds real strength. You don't need a massive challenge to grow toughness. Start with what's right in front of you. Choose to finish the task you've been putting off. Say no to the comfort that pulls you backward. Speak the truth when it's easier to stay quiet. Lift the weight that feels heavy. Take the path that demands more effort. These small actions, repeated daily, stack up. They build a foundation of grit, and that foundation holds you up when life hits hard. Comfort is sneaky. It tells you you're fine where you are. It tells you to relax. It whispers that you've done enough. But deep down, you know the truth. You know you've got more to give. You know the easy way out won't take you where you want to go. And that's why you need to challenge yourself on purpose. Don't wait for life to force you. Put yourself in situations that demand more. Practice showing up when it's inconvenient. That's where toughness is formed. No one becomes great by staying in their comfort zone. Greatness is built in the moments when you feel like giving up, but choose to keep going. It's built in the mornings you don't want to move, but push through anyway. It's built in the discipline to face your weak areas and fix them. And that takes courage. That takes a decision to be more than what's easy. That takes a choice to put in the reps day after day, even when there's no spotlight, no praise, and no applause. You don't have to do something extreme to build toughness. You just need to stop running from what's hard. That's it. You need to stop making comfort your goal. Make growth your goal. And growth never comes without discomfort. The more you avoid what's hard, the weaker you become. But the more you face it, the stronger you get, not just in your body, but in your will. And your will is what carries you when motivation fades. There's power in doing what you don't feel like doing. Because every time you do, you're proving to yourself that your feelings don't control you. You're proving that you can show up regardless of how you feel. And that's what builds trust with yourself. You stop negotiating. You stop overthinking. You start acting. That's what tough people do. They don't need to feel perfect. They just need to move. Most people wait for the right mood, but moods are unreliable. Discipline isn't. You can't wait to feel like pushing yourself. You push yourself until it becomes normal, until it becomes who you are. And eventually the things that used to feel impossible start to feel like the standard. That's growth. That's the result of choosing what's uncomfortable again and again. You can tell a lot about someone by what they do when no one is watching. That's where toughness is visible. Not in public, not in front of others, but in private, when no one sees the effort and you show up anyway. You do the extra set. You write one more page. You stick to your plan. That kind of character is rare, but it's what separates those who rise from those who stay average. You won't always get it right. Some days you'll avoid what's hard, some days you'll fall short, but that's not what defines you. What matters is how you respond. Do you go back and do better? Do you keep building? Do you stay committed? If you do, you'll see something powerful happen. Your mind stops doubting, your spirit grows stronger, your confidence becomes unshakable, not because everything is easy, but because you've proven that you can do what's hard. And here's what most people don't understand. Discomfort isn't the enemy. It's the training ground. It's where your real strength gets built. The days you want to quit and don't, those are the days that change you. Those are the days that teach you who you are. So if you want to get tough, don't wait for the perfect challenge. Make today your training. Find one thing that pushes you and do it without hesitation. Start small if you need to. Just make sure you start. Do one thing each day that stretches your mind or body. One thing that makes you nervous. One thing that forces you to level up. That kind of consistency builds grit, and grit builds winners. You weren't made to stay the same. You were made to grow. And growth demands challenge, so instead of fearing discomfort, start choosing it. Start letting it shape you into someone stronger, not just for today, because when your mind is trained to face what's uncomfortable, nothing can stop you. You become the kind of person who doesn't break. You bend, you adjust, but you keep going, and in the end, you don't just survive, you rise. Chapter 4. Say what you mean and mean what you say. If you want to build a strong mind and a strong life, you must start by becoming someone whose words actually mean something. Say what you mean and mean what you say. That's not just about honesty. It's about identity. It's about becoming someone people trust. More importantly, it's about becoming someone you can trust. Because every time you say something and don't follow through, you're not just letting others down. You're weakening your own belief in yourself. And over time, that becomes a habit. A dangerous one. It turns into self-doubt. It chips away at your confidence. And eventually, you start questioning everything you say, even to yourself. Your words carry weight. Or at least they should. Every promise you make, every commitment you speak, every goal you declare. It all matters. But only if you back it up. Otherwise, it's just noise. And you don't want to be known as someone full of noise. You want to be known as someone who stands behind their words. Someone who says it once and then shows it through action. That kind of person earns respect. That kind of person becomes solid. That kind of person becomes rare. It starts by thinking before you speak. Don't make promises you don't plan to keep. Don't commit to things just to sound good. Don't say yes when you know the answer is no. Be clear, be direct, be real. That kind of clarity makes life simple. It removes confusion, it removes guilt, and it builds character. People trust those who are straight with their words and consistent with their actions. And even more than that, you begin to trust yourself. Most people don't struggle with knowing what to do. They struggle with doing what they said they'd do. And it's because they've trained themselves to ignore their own voice. They say they'll wake up early, but they don't. They say they'll start the project, but delay it. They say they'll stop the bad habit, but repeat it again tomorrow. And the more they do this, the harder it becomes to believe in their own potential. The gap between their words and their actions grows wider. And that gap turns into frustration, it turns into disappointment, and eventually it becomes normal. But it doesn't have to stay that way. You can rebuild that connection. You can become the kind of person who lives in alignment, who doesn't have to convince others they'll follow through, because it's already expected, and it starts with something simple. Only say what you mean. That means, If you say you're going to do something, you do it. If you say you'll be somewhere, you show up. If you give your word, you honor it, even when it's hard. Especially when it's hard. This principle doesn't just affect your goals, it shapes your relationships. It affects how people see you. It affects how people treat you. If your words are always changing, if your actions are always delayed, people stop taking you seriously. And once that happens, it's hard to get it back. But when you live with alignment, when what you say and what you do match, people know exactly where you stand. And that kind of clarity is rare in a world full of half-truths and mixed signals. Living this way also frees your mind. It removes the stress of pretending. You don't have to remember what you said last time. You don't have to keep track of excuses. You don't have to juggle stories. You just speak the truth, and then you live it. That simplicity gives you strength. You stop wasting energy on lies. You stop overthinking your choices. You stop hiding. And that makes room for real progress. But here's the catch. This takes discipline. It's not always easy. Sometimes it would be easier to make people happy with soft words or promises you don't mean. But that only works short term. Long term, it creates problems. Because people start seeing the cracks. They notice when your words and actions your reputation starts to fade. So don't go that route. Build something better. Build a voice that carries truth. Not just with others, but within yourself. Start small if you have to. If you say you'll do something today, make sure you do it. Don't push it to tomorrow. Don't water it down. Don't look for a shortcut. Just follow through. And if you make a mistake, own it. Don't hide. Don't blame. Don't run. Say what went wrong. Say what you'll do to fix it. And then fix it. That builds trust faster than any excuse ever could. This kind of life sharpens your thinking. It keeps you alert. You begin to weigh your words before you speak. You become more mindful of your actions. You stop wasting time explaining yourself because your actions already speak. And people around you feel it. They know where you stand. They know you mean business. And that presence, that clarity, becomes a strength. You become someone people rely on. And more importantly, you become someone you rely on. And that's where the power is. When you can trust your own word, your mind becomes strong. You don't doubt your next step. You don't need outside approval to move forward. You don't hesitate when it's time to act, because your actions have already built a foundation. You don't need motivation every morning. You've already made the decision to show up. And that consistency compounds over time. It makes you unstoppable. One of the greatest forms of freedom is living without inner conflict. And that only happens when your words and actions are aligned. You're not carrying guilt. You're not chasing after lost credibility. You're not building stories to cover your tracks. You're just moving forward with a clear conscience. That's a quiet kind of power. The kind that doesn't need to shout. The kind that just moves forward with strength. People who win in life don't do it by chance. They do it by living with intention. And your words are part of that. They're the foundation. They set the tone for everything else. So treat your words like commitments. Treat your promises like contracts, not because someone is forcing you, but because your standard demands it. You don't lower your standard to fit your mood. You raise your actions to meet your word. Eventually, this becomes who you are. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to force it. It becomes second nature. You speak clearly, you act quickly, you follow through, and your confidence grows, not from empty talk, but from proof, real proof, daily proof. That's how you become unshakable. That's how you build the kind of mind that wins, not sometimes, but every time. Because it's not built on motivation, it's built on integrity. And that's a foundation nothing can break. Chapter 5. Finish what you start, no matter how you feel. Starting is easy. Almost anyone can start. What separates those who win from those who never make it is simple. They finish. They complete what they begin. They push through even when the excitement is gone. They don't rely on mood or perfect conditions. They work until it's done. That's the difference. That's what builds strength, character, and result. If you're always starting and never finishing, your mind becomes used to quitting. And once your brain gets comfortable with quitting, it becomes easier every time. It becomes the pattern. It becomes your identity. And that's where people lose themselves. Not because they didn't have talent, not because they weren't capable, but because they kept walking away when things got tough or boring or frustrating. You can't build self-respect by quitting halfway. You can't create discipline by giving up every time it gets uncomfortable. And you surely can't live a strong life if everything you touch stays unfinished. There's something powerful that happens when you finish a task you didn't feel like finishing. You build something inside. You stretch. You prove to yourself that you don't need motivation to move. You don't need everything to feel right. You just need to make a decision and keep your word. That simple habit will change your life faster than any strategy or goal-setting plan. You know how it starts. You get excited. You begin something new. Your energy is high. You've got big ideas and strong intentions. But then the feeling fades. The effort gets real. Distractions show up. Doubt creeps in. And suddenly, quitting looks reasonable. You tell yourself you'll come back later. You convince yourself it's not the right time, but deep down, you know exactly what's happening. You're letting your feelings win. You're letting the temporary discomfort decide the outcome of something that could have changed your life. Every time you quit something you were supposed to finish, you lose a little piece of your power. It doesn't seem like a big deal in the moment, but over time it stacks up. It becomes your normal. It becomes your way of operating. You say you'll do it tomorrow. You say you'll get back to it when you feel better, but tomorrow never comes. And all that time, your self-discipline is getting weaker. Your confidence is getting smaller because you keep proving to yourself that you can't finish. It's not about being perfect. It's about building a habit of follow-through. That's where toughness comes from. That's where self-worth comes from, not from what you say, but from what you finish. You don't earn trust with words, you earn it with completion. When you commit to something, big or small, see it through. Even when it's inconvenient, even when you're tired, even when no one else is watching. Especially when no one is watching. That's when it counts. That's when your character is being shaped. There's always going to be a moment where it gets uncomfortable. That's the test. That's the turning point. You can either break down or push forward. The choice is yours. You can choose to sit in frustration or you can move through it. But if you stop every time it gets hard, you're never going to see what's on the other side. And it's never just about finishing one task. It's about who you become when you finish. It's about the mindset you're building. You're not just completing work. You're proving you're the kind of person who finishes what they start. Think about the people you respect. The ones who seem solid. The ones who follow through. They didn't become that way by chance. They trained it. They built it through choices. They pushed through the boring days. They stuck with it during the hard moments. And now, they don't need hype. They don't need outside pressure. They've already built their own internal standard. That's what you need to build. Not excitement. Not hype. A standard. A rule for how you live. Start by finishing the little things. If you begin cleaning something, finish it. If you say you'll write a page, write it. If you begin a workout, complete every rep. The more you finish, the more your brain adapts. It stops fighting you. It starts supporting you. You stop hearing the voice that says you can stop now, because you've proven that stopping isn't your habit anymore. And once that becomes your new identity, someone who finishes, the rest of your life begins to change. You'll start to notice something else too. You don't need to talk about what you're doing anymore, you just do it. And people will feel it. They'll see the difference. Not because you said it loud, but because you lived it. And that presence, that energy, creates respect without trying. You become dependable. You become real. Because your actions are consistent. Finishing doesn't mean it's always exciting. Sometimes it's boring. Sometimes it's uncomfortable. Sometimes it takes longer than expected. But none of that matters. What matters is that you show up, that you follow through, that you don't walk away from the things you said mattered. You don't need anyone else to understand. You don't need applause, you just need to keep your word to yourself. That's what makes a strong person. Not someone who talks about goals, but someone who builds the grit to see things through to the end. That kind of person doesn't fear pressure. They've trained for it. They don't panic when the motivation fades. They've learned to move anyway. And that movement, that habit of finishing, is what makes success predictable. Not guaranteed, but predictable. Because if you keep showing up and completing the work, the results will show up too. This isn't just about big goals. It's about how you treat everything. Finish the conversation. Finish the commitment. Finish the project you've delayed for weeks. Not because you feel like it, but because that's who you are. That's what builds strength in the real world. Not talent, not luck, but consistency, repetition, completion. And that's a skill you can build every day. It's not about speed either. You don't have to rush. You just have to keep going, even if it's slow, even if it's one small step at a time. What matters is that you don't quit, that you keep moving until it's done. That kind of steady pressure over time, it breaks the walls that held you back for years, and it all starts with a decision. Not a feeling, a decision that says, I finish what I start, no matter what. That mindset becomes your foundation. It gives you peace, it gives you direction. Because you're no longer chasing perfection, you're choosing progress. And that progress adds up. That's how you become solid. That's how you build trust with yourself. And that's how you create results that last. Finish what you start. Every time. Especially when you don't feel like it. Because that's when it matters most. Chapter 6. Fix your mindset when things are not going right. When things aren't going right, that's when your mindset matters the most. It's easy to be positive when everything is going your way. It's easy to be focused when life feels smooth. But that's not where strength is built. Strength is built in the struggle, in the hard moments, when plans fall apart, when nothing is working, when your back is against the wall. That's when you've got a choice to make. You can either let your emotions take control, or you can take a step back and fix the way you think. Most people break down the moment things get tough. They complain, they freeze, they start looking for someone or something to blame. That kind of thinking never leads to growth. If your first reaction to difficulty is to run from it, you'll never rise above it. Life is going to hit you, not once, not twice, but over and over again. And if you haven't trained your mind to respond with strength, you'll keep folding. Every challenge will feel like the end. Every mistake will feel like failure. And that's not how winners think. Winners don't panic when life turns against them. They pause. They reset, they fix their focus, they ask better questions. What can I learn from this? What's still in my control? How can I grow right now? That shift in thinking doesn't change the situation, but it changes your position inside it, because now you're not helpless. Now you're not drowning in emotion. Now you're moving with clarity. You're not reacting, you're responding. A weak mindset expects life to be easy. A strong one prepares for the storm. Not with fear, but with focus. Not with panic, but with presence. And that takes practice. That takes honesty. You have to be willing to admit when your thinking is making things worse. You have to stop feeding the thoughts that keep you stuck. You have to stop repeating the story that says you're not good enough, not lucky enough, or not strong enough. Because the truth is, your life moves in the direction of your dominant thoughts. If you think you're done, if you think it's over, it's over. If you think you can rise, you will. The situation doesn't decide your outcome, your mindset does. You don't have to pretend that everything's fine when it's not. You're allowed to feel frustrated, you're allowed to be tired, but you're not allowed to stay there. You don't get to build a strong life by sitting in weakness, you build it by standing back up. You build it by training your mind to see the next step, even when the path is unclear. That's the skill that separates people. Some let tough times break them, others use tough times to build something better inside. Start by catching your thoughts when things go wrong. Don't let your mind spiral into negativity. Don't feed the drama. Don't magnify the problem. Pause and look at what's really happening. Most of the time, it's not as big as your mind makes it. Your emotions just make it feel bigger. And if you feed those emotions, they grow stronger. But if you pause, if you breathe, if you decide to focus on what you can control, you take back the power, and the power is what you need to move forward. You're not going to fix your mindset by accident. It takes intention. It takes self-control. It takes a commitment to think with purpose. And it starts by recognizing the patterns. When things go wrong, do you immediately give up? Do you start doubting your worth? Do you tell yourself this always happens to you? Those patterns are mental traps, and they're stealing your strength. You can break them, but only if you stop pretending they're harmless. Your mind is a tool, but if you don't train it, it turns into a weapon against you. It'll drag you down. It'll point out every weakness. It'll convince you to stop trying. That's why you can't just sit with negative thoughts. You have to challenge them. You have to question them. Are they even true? Are they helping you? Are they pushing you to grow? If not, let them go. Replace them with something better, something real, something useful. You have to talk to yourself differently, not with lies, not with fake positivity, but with strength, with truth. Tell yourself, I'm not where I want to be, but I'm not quitting. Tell yourself, I still have time to make this right. Tell yourself, I've been through worse and I came out stronger. Those thoughts are fuel. They keep you grounded. They push you forward. They remind you that your mindset is still your responsibility, even in hard times. You don't fix your mindset by avoiding pressure. You fix it by meeting pressure head-on. You fix it by showing yourself that you don't need perfect conditions to stay calm and think straight. Some of your biggest breakthroughs will come from moments that looked like setbacks. Some of your best decisions will be made in the middle of chaos. But only if you're clear, only if your mind is steady. And that's something you can train every day. Not just when life feels good, but especially when it doesn't. You've got to set standards for how you think when things aren't going well, not suggestions. Standards. No negative self-talk. No blaming others. No quitting on the process. No waiting around for motivation. When things fall apart, You stick to those rules, you go back to your process, you keep your thoughts clean, you focus on solutions. And you stay in motion. Even slow progress is better than sitting in your head doing nothing. A strong mindset doesn't mean you feel good all the time. It means you stay steady even when things don't feel good. It means you know how to shift gears when your emotions are trying to take the wheel. That's power. That's maturity. That's growth. And it comes from practice, from discipline, from choosing not to give your energy to weakness anymore. You fix your mindset by remembering who you want to become, not who you've been, not who you feel like today, but who you're working to be. That vision should guide your thoughts. It should shape your choices, because every time you choose strength over comfort, you're becoming that version of yourself. Every time you take control of your thinking in a tough moment, you're building a foundation that nothing can shake. When life pushes back, don't fall apart. Don't look for the easy way out. Step up, get quiet, get focused, and take one small step forward, then another. That's how you fix your mindset, not with hype, not with magic, but with real choices made in real moments. And over time, those choices add up. They turn into habits, and those habits become your way of life. You're going to face problems. That's not a maybe. That's a promise. But you don't have to face them with weakness. You can train yourself to think stronger. You can learn how to respond instead of react. You can teach your mind to stay clear under pressure. And the more you practice it, the more it becomes automatic. So the next time things don't go your way, remember this. Your thoughts are the first thing you need to check. Not your situation, not other people, your thoughts. Because if you get your thinking right, everything else follows. Your energy changes, your actions improve, your direction becomes clear. And you move forward, not because life got easier, but because you got stronger. And that's the kind of mindset that wins. Every time. Chapter 7. Train your thoughts to stay calm under pressure. When pressure shows up, most people tense up. They react fast. They make rushed decisions. They speak without thinking. They let fear take over. That kind of response doesn't come from strength. It comes from lack of training. If you want to win in life, you have to train your thoughts to stay calm when things feel heavy. Calmness isn't weakness, it's control. It means your mind is steady when everything else around you isn't. And that's a skill that needs to be built on purpose. You don't wake up calm under pressure. You become that way through practice. Life isn't going to wait for you to feel ready. Problems don't give you a warning. Unexpected challenges don't knock politely. They come fast, they hit hard, and they demand a response. If you've trained your thoughts well, you'll meet that pressure with clarity. But if your mind is all over the place, you'll freeze or overreact. You'll let fear run the show. And once that happens, you lose control, not just of the situation, but of yourself. That's why it's not enough to be calm when things are easy. You have to be calm when they're not. It starts with awareness. You can't manage what you don't notice. Most people let their thoughts run wild when they feel stressed. They start imagining the worst outcomes. They play out problems that haven't even happened yet. They create chaos in their mind long before reality does. That kind of thinking adds pressure that wasn't even there. You have to catch yourself early. The moment you feel pressure building, pause. Step back from your thoughts. Ask yourself what's real and what's just fear. Ask what needs to be done, not what might happen if it all goes wrong. Training your thoughts means taking responsibility for what enters your mind. It means you stop letting panic decide your next move. Pressure is not the enemy, poor thinking is. If you give your energy to every negative thought that shows up, you'll always feel out of control. But if you filter those thoughts, if you choose which ones get your attention, you stay grounded. And when your mind is grounded, your actions improve. You don't act out of fear. You act from strategy, from strength. Start small. Practice calm thinking in your daily frustrations. When someone cuts you off, stay calm. When plans fall apart, stay focused. When people speak with anger, don't respond the same way. Those little moments are where you train. That's your mental gym. And if you can't stay calm in small stress, don't expect to stay calm in real pressure. You build it step by step, thought by thought. Every time you catch yourself before reacting, you get better. Every time you choose to respond instead of explode, you get stronger. You also have to understand your triggers. What situations usually cause you to lose your calm? Who brings out the worst in your thoughts? What patterns do you repeat when you feel cornered? Don't just notice them, study them. The more you understand your pressure points, the more power you have to prepare for them. You can't fix what you avoid, and you can't change what you won't face. When pressure hits, your breathing changes. Your heart speeds up. Your thoughts start racing. That's normal. But it doesn't mean you have to follow those reactions. Just because your body feels tense doesn't mean you need to panic. Just because your mind is shouting worst-case scenarios doesn't mean you need to believe them. You can pause. You can reset. You can tell yourself, this is pressure, not the end. You can remind yourself that clarity comes from calm, and action is always better than anxiety. Don't wait for pressure to disappear. Learn to operate inside it. That's what the strong do. They're not looking for a life without stress. They're becoming the kind of person who doesn't break under it. And that comes from how they think. They don't feed fear. They don't react to everything they feel. They give themselves space to think before moving. That's what you want to build. A mind that can hold steady even when everything around you is spinning. Some people confuse calmness with silence, but they're not the same. Being calm isn't about shutting down. It's about staying sharp without losing your balance. It's about thinking clearly while everyone else is in a rush. It's about being steady while emotions rise. That's what gives you the edge, not just in pressure, but in life. Because calm thinkers don't waste energy. They don't burn themselves out. They save their strength for the moments that matter. You train calmness the same way you train your body, with repetition. You don't do it once and expect it to stick. You do it every day. You watch your thoughts. You challenge the ones that don't serve you. You slow things down when your mind wants to speed up. And little by little, your baseline changes. You stop panicking over small things. You stop reacting to everything. You start choosing. You start leading. That's how you gain real control. There's also a decision you have to make. You have to decide that you will no longer let panic own your decisions. You have to make it a rule, a non-negotiable, that no matter what happens, you will stay calm long enough to think. That no matter how intense things feel, you will not let pressure control your mouth, your hands, or your energy. You will speak with clarity. You will act with purpose. And if you mess it up, you'll stop, reset, and try again. Pressure doesn't care about your goals. It's going to show up anyway. But your mindset decides what you do next. Will you crack or will you compose yourself? Will you lose your focus or will you tighten it? That's not something you decide once. That's something you choose every time. And the more times you choose calm, the more natural it becomes. It starts to feel like home. And that's where your real power comes from. Not from avoiding stress, but from handling it with grace. Calm thinking also helps you see opportunities that stress would normally blind you to. When your mind is full of noise, you miss solutions. you miss details. You miss signals, but when your thoughts are clear, your vision sharpens. You see more. You hear better. You understand faster. You move with confidence. Not because you know the future, but because you trust your ability to handle it. Your calmness becomes a strength others can feel. People start looking to you when things get hard. Not because you have all the answers, but because you're not losing your mind. You bring steadiness to the room. You carry a presence that brings order. That kind of presence is rare, and it's built through daily mental discipline. Through choosing not to react to every trigger, through creating space between stimulus and response. That's where growth happens. That's where control is built. You won't be perfect. You'll mess up. You'll lose your cool sometimes. That's okay. What matters is how fast you recover, how quickly you reset, how often you reflect and improve. That's what builds mastery. You don't need to be flawless. You just need to stay committed to progress. Every time you choose calm over chaos, you win. Every time you hold your ground, instead of exploding, you build trust with yourself, with others. Train your thoughts every day. Before the pressure shows up, during the pressure, after the pressure, make it your habit, make it your edge, because calmness isn't something you wait for, it's something you create, thought by thought, choice by choice. That's how you lead your life, no matter how intense it gets. That's how you stay steady when the world around you shakes. That's how you win. With a calm mind that knows how to move under pressure. Chapter 8. Choose better habits when your old ones show up. Your old habits are going to show up. That's a guarantee. They don't disappear just because you've decided to change. They wait, they linger, and they look for the moment when you're tired, stressed, or distracted. That's when they strike. And if you're not ready, you fall right back into them. Not because you're weak, but because those patterns are familiar. They feel automatic, they feel easy, they've been repeated so many times that they start to feel like who you are. But that's not who you have to stay. The moment your old habits show up is the moment you need to step in with awareness. Not with shame, not with guilt. Just awareness. See it. Catch it. Notice what your mind and body want to do. Maybe it's scrolling when you should be working. Maybe it's avoiding the task you promised yourself you'd finish. Maybe it's negative thinking or short tempers or emotional eating or staying quiet when you should speak up. Whatever the pattern is, recognize it. Call it out. Because you can't change what you keep ignoring. The trap most people fall into is thinking they've failed the moment the old habit returns. That's not failure. That's part of the process. Change doesn't mean you never hear from your past. Change means you know how to respond when it knocks. You've built a plan. You've created a new option. That's the key. A new option. You can't just say no to an old habit. You have to replace it with something better, something that supports the kind of life you're trying to build. The brain doesn't let go of habits easily. It holds on to what's familiar, what it knows, what it's done 1,000 times. So, if you want to win, you don't just tell yourself to stop. You give yourself something new to do. You replace delay with action. You replace junk with clarity. You replace escape with presence. You replace self-pity with movement. That's what it takes. You're not just trying to stop bad behavior. You're training your system to prefer what's better. This takes repetition. You don't build a new habit once, you build it daily. You reinforce it in the moments when your old ways start to speak. You don't argue with them, you act. You interrupt the pattern by choosing a different response. And the more you do that, the more your brain starts to trust the new path. It becomes easier to walk away from what used to control you. Not because it disappeared, but because you stopped feeding it. There's a moment in every day when you're going to feel that tug, that inner voice telling you to go back, to do what's easy, to skip the growth, to take the shortcut. That moment is where the real work happens. That's where change lives. Not in big goals or long talks, but in the small, private choices you make when nobody's watching. That's the battle. And that's where you prove who's in charge now. You've got to be honest with yourself. What habits keep pulling you backwards? What routines waste your time? What triggers push you into behavior that no longer serves you? Write them down. Look at them clearly. Don't pretend they're harmless. Don't call them just how I am. That's the excuse that keeps people stuck for years. Be honest. Be direct. And then make a decision, not a vague wish, a real choice, one that says, that version of me doesn't lead anymore. Now that doesn't mean you become perfect overnight. You're going to slip. That's part of the process. What matters is what you do after the slip. Do you catch it and course correct? Or do you spiral back and say, I'll start again Monday? Growth doesn't wait for Monday. Growth shows up the moment you return to better choices after a misstep. You stop giving your mistakes so much power. You stop letting them define the day. And you start leading yourself again, fast. Choosing better habits isn't about doing more. It's about doing what matters, what helps you grow, what brings out the best in you. You don't need to pile on tasks or follow a perfect routine. You just need to stop feeding what breaks you and start feeding what builds you. That means simple habits. A strong morning, clear goals, movement, real food, honest conversations, daily reflection, focused effort. These habits don't need to be flashy. They need to be solid, and they need to be repeated. Your future depends on what you're repeating now, not what you plan to do someday, not what you post about or talk about, what you actually do. And if your actions are still tied to old habits, your life will stay tied to old outcomes. The way out is simple. See the habit, pause, and choose better. Every time, over and over, until the new choice becomes the default. You have to protect your new habits like they're a part of your identity, because they are. If you keep treating them like temporary tools, you'll throw them out the moment things get hard. But if you say, this is who I am now, everything changes. You stop negotiating, you stop flirting with the past, you stop giving your old self a seat at the table. That kind of clarity builds power, and that power gives you freedom. Freedom doesn't mean doing whatever you want. It means doing what serves your highest self. Without being pulled back by patterns that don't belong in your future, when your old habits show up, they're not just trying to repeat a behavior, they're trying to keep you in the same mindset, the same energy, the same result. But you're not here to repeat. You're here to rise. You're here to shift. You're here to step forward into a new way of living that reflects your real standards. So when those old behaviors knock, don't get discouraged. Get ready. Expect them, prepare for them, and then act from the new script, the one you've chosen, the one that reflects discipline, not emotion, growth, not comfort, strength, not shortcuts. And every time you do that, the old voice gets quieter. The old urge loses its grip, and your new identity starts to take root. You can't always control when an old habit shows up, but you can control what happens next. And that's where transformation begins, in that moment, in that decision, in that choice to stop living by old stories and start living by new standards. That's what will shape your future, not one big move. Not a perfect plan, but the daily choice to choose better. Even when the old path looks easier. That's how you change. That's how you break the cycle. That's how you build a mind that wins. Not once in a while, but every time, because now you're not just trying to do better, you've decided to become better. And that shift changes everything. Chapter 9. Do the right thing, even when no one cares. Doing the right thing when everyone's watching is easy. Most people can manage that. It feels good, it earns praise, it builds reputation. But that's not the real test of strength. The real test is what you do when no one is around, when nobody is clapping, when nobody is checking, when there's no reward, no recognition, no attention. That's the moment that shows who you are. Because anyone can perform in public, but very few live with real character in private. Doing the right thing, even when no one cares, is where integrity is formed. It's where trust in yourself is built. It's where your real foundation begins. In today's world, everyone wants to be seen. People want credit. They want followers. They want others to notice their effort. And when they don't get that, they stop. They cut corners, they drop the standard. It's saying they think, why bother if no one cares? But the truth is, that mindset is why so many stay stuck, because they're living for approval instead of principle. They're chasing attention instead of growth. And when the attention fades, so does their effort. That's not strength, that's dependence. Real growth starts when you do what's right for no other reason than it's right. Not because it feels good, not because it earns you anything, but because you've decided to live with standards that don't rise and fall with other people's opinions. You get up and show up and give your best, not to impress anyone, but to respect yourself. That kind of mindset creates a solid person, someone who's not moved by praise or silence, someone who keeps doing the work even in the dark. Every day, you're faced with small decisions. Some of them seem too small to matter. Pick that up or leave it. Cut a corner or finish it properly. Be honest or bend the truth. Stay committed or quit early. And nobody's watching. Nobody's going to applaud you for getting it right, but you're watching. You're the one who will feel the effects of that decision. You're the one who knows when you give less than you're capable of, and that feeling, that awareness, it stays with you. That would either build you up or slowly tear you down. You don't become great by doing what's convenient. You become great by doing what's necessary. And sometimes what's necessary doesn't come with a spotlight. Sometimes it's quiet. Sometimes it's unseen. But that doesn't make it less important. In fact, it makes it more important. Because that's where character is being shaped. Not when others are validating you, but when you have every excuse to quit, and you don't. When nobody's checking your effort, and you still give your best. It's easy to lie to yourself when you base your effort on whether someone else is watching. You start to believe you've done enough, even when you haven't. You start to justify average, because nobody's holding you accountable. But when you hold yourself accountable, when your internal standard becomes your guide, everything changes. You stop needing reminders. You stop needing supervision. You stop needing someone to motivate you. You just do the work. Because it's who you are now. Think about the kind of person you want to become. Do you want to be known as someone who only shows up when there's a reward? Or do you want to be known as someone who's consistent no matter what? That choice is made in your daily actions. When you do the right thing in silence, your confidence starts to grow. Not because someone told you you're great, but because you've proven to yourself that you can be trusted. You've proven that your actions match your words, and that inner trust becomes the foundation for everything else. This applies to every part of your life, in your work, in your health, in your relationships, in your habits. Are you doing the right things when no one is keeping score? Or are you only consistent when it benefits you directly? That's a hard question, but it's one you need to ask, because how you answer it will determine how strong your mind becomes. It's easy to do the right thing when there's applause, but strength is built when there's silence. One of the most powerful things you can do is become someone who doesn't need credit, who doesn't need attention, who doesn't need a pat on the back. You just do the work. You just stick to the truth. You just live the standard you've set for yourself. And every time you do that, you become more solid, more focused, more respected, not because others are watching, but because you are. And you know you're not cutting corners anymore. You don't get far in life if your motivation depends on who's paying attention. Because people forget, people get busy, people move on. And if you need their energy to stay on track, you'll fall off every time the praise disappears. That's why doing the right thing in private is the ultimate test. Because it means you've taken full ownership of your life. You're not living for reactions, you're living for alignment. You're not adjusting your behavior to get approval, you're staying consistent because you value growth. That's where discipline comes from. This doesn't mean you never get tired. This doesn't mean you always feel inspired, but it means you keep going anyway, because you've made a decision that your values won't change with the weather. You've built a foundation that doesn't shake every time your emotions do. That's a rare kind of power, and it's available to anyone willing to stop performing and start committing. Some of your most important wins will never be seen. They'll happen when you make the right choice with no reward, when you push through with no audience, when you stay honest, even though lying would be easier. And that's the win that matters most, because that win builds who you are. That win builds the mind that will carry you through any challenge. That win builds the kind of person who stays on course even when the path gets quiet. It's not about being perfect. You're going to mess up, you're going to fall short. But when you do, own it, fix it, move forward. Don't wait for someone to call you out, call yourself out. That's maturity. That's discipline. That's leadership. And the more you live that way, the stronger your mind becomes. Don't underestimate the power of doing what's right when nobody notices. That's where your real life is being built. That's where your future self is watching. Not for recognition, but for reliability, for truth, for consistency. You want to be proud of who you're becoming? Start there. Start with the choices nobody sees. Start with the effort nobody praises. Because if you can win in private, you'll never lose in public. Doing the right thing when no one cares isn't for show. It's for growth, for discipline, for freedom. It's the path to building a life that lasts, one decision at a time. One quiet action at a time. You don't need an audience to be great. You just need a standard you refuse to lower. That's where the real power lives. And that's the kind of mind that wins forever. Chapter 10. Repeat the basics daily until they shape your mind. Most people are always looking for something new, a new method, a new routine, a new shortcut. But the truth is, it's not the new that changes your life, it's the basics. The simple things, the daily actions, the small steps that you repeat over and over again until they become part of who you are. That's where real strength is built. That's where your mind starts to shift. Not from what you do once, but from what you do consistently. And it's not about excitement. It's about repetition. It's about doing the right thing so many times that it becomes automatic. So natural that you don't have to force it anymore. You just live it. Your mind responds to what you give it daily, not occasionally, not when you feel like it, but every single day. If you feed your mind chaos, confusion, and distraction, it learns to stay scattered. But if you feed it focus, discipline, and direction, it starts to become clear. It starts to expect structure. It starts to settle into strength. That doesn't happen by accident. It happens through daily habits that are so basic most people overlook them. Waking up at a set time, writing down your goals, practicing self-discipline, moving your body, planning your day, reflecting on your thoughts. These are not flashy actions, but they are powerful, and if you repeat them, they begin to shape the way you think. They change how you carry yourself. They build confidence from the inside out. Because when you do the basics, you stop relying on motivation. You stop chasing intensity. You start developing consistency. Most people don't stay stuck because they're lazy. They stay stuck because they don't stick to the basics long enough for them to work. They try it for a few days, maybe a week, but then they stop. They think it's not working fast enough, they go back to old habits, and then they start over again with something else. And the cycle repeats. No progress. Just motion without direction. What they're missing is the commitment to simplicity. The understanding that mastery is built through ordinary actions done with extraordinary consistency. It's not about perfection. You're not going to get it right every day, but you can still show up. You can still return to your habits even after a setback. That's part of the process. What matters is that you don't abandon the basics just because they feel small. Small actions compound. One strong day leads to another, and before you know it, your mind starts to adapt. You start to think with more focus. You start to move with more purpose. You begin to feel in control, not because your life is perfect, but because your daily structure is strong. There's power in repetition. Every time you do something intentionally, you send a message to your mind. You tell it what matters. You tell it what to expect. And over time, your brain starts to believe you. It starts to trust your direction. It starts to support your goals instead of fighting them. But if you keep changing direction every time, it gets boring. Your mind never settles. It stays uncertain. It stays unsure. And when things get tough, it slips right back into the old patterns. Discipline isn't about doing something hard once. It's about doing something simple over and over until it becomes part of you. That's the secret. That's what most people avoid. They look for extremes instead of routines. But the ones who win, the ones who build a life they're proud of, they embrace the repetition. They make peace with the basics. And then they get to work. Look at any area of life. Health, business, relationships, mindset. It's the basics that carry the most weight. It's showing up. It's staying honest. It's putting in effort when no one's watching. It's staying focused when distractions come in. It's not dramatic. But it's powerful. And the only way it works is if you keep doing it over and over until it becomes who you are. You have to decide what kind of person you're building. If you want to be focused, you have to practice focusing daily. If you want to be disciplined, you have to keep your word even on the days you feel tired. If you want a strong mind, you have to feed it strong routines. And not just when you're in the mood, but especially when you're that's when the real shaping happens, when it's hard, when it's quiet, when it feels like nothing is changing. Those moments matter more than you think, because your brain is always watching, always learning. And if you keep showing up, if you keep repeating the basics, eventually it clicks. Something shifts. Your identity starts to change. You stop needing reminders. You stop negotiating. You Just do it, because that's who you are now. Someone who follows through. Someone who doesn't quit. Someone who doesn't need the next new trick to stay on track. The basics are not boring when you understand what they're building. They're building habits that hold you up when life pushes you. They're building confidence that can't be shaken. They're building a mindset that stays steady under pressure. That's not boring. That's power. That's what gives you the ability to rise no matter what happens around you. Because your strength is not built on emotion, it's built on daily practice. Start with one. Pick one basic habit. Do it every day for the next week. Don't miss, don't skip, don't complicate it, just do it. Then add another, stack them, keep it simple, keep it consistent. Before long, you'll look up and realize your life feels more stable, your decisions feel more clear, your actions feel more intentional. Not because something magical happened, but because you chose to keep showing up for yourself in the small ways. That's where transformation really begins. Not in some big event, not in a perfect plan, but in the decision to do the basics and do them well. To treat your daily habits like they matter, because they do. To stop underestimating the power of repetition. To stop chasing shiny ideas and start building real foundations. This isn't about discipline for the sake of discipline. It's about living a life where your thoughts are clear, your energy is focused, and your actions reflect your value. That doesn't happen through randomness. It happens through order, through rhythm, through the commitment to keep doing what works even when it's not exciting. And one day you'll realize the basics aren't something you have to do. They're just what you do. They're what keep you grounded. They're what keep you growing. They've become part of your identity. And once that happens, there's no limit to where your mind can go, because now it's trained. It's steady. It's shaped by daily decisions that move you forward. So don't wait for the perfect routine. Don't wait for motivation to return. Just start. And keep starting every day. That's the difference between those who wish and those who win. The winners just keep doing the basics until they no longer have to think about them. And from that place, they build a life that works, not by chance, but by design. One simple step at a time, repeated with purpose, repeated with intention, until the mind is shaped, until the mind is ready, until the results speak for themselves.